So I'm here in the Greenside Bar at a new venue, which is Infirmary Street, and I'm with Darren, and I'm with Callum, and I'm with Sophie, because we want to get three different perspectives. So if this was a play, it'd be called the venue creator, the bar creator, and the man who does everything else. Is that right?
Yeah,
we got there.
Right?
Sounds good.
Yeah. So I'll start with Darren. Take us to the moment where you took what some people might say that is the wise decision, and others might say was the insane decision for Greenside to grow again.
Yeah. I'll let you into a little secret. Infirmary Street has been on mine and Tara's radar for about 6 years. So for the last 6 years, we've been coaxing them out of their fringe cave. They had reasons that they didn't want to particularly get involved with the fringe. So over the last couple of years, we've been taking tentative steps towards trying to let us crazy people come and take over their lovely building. In all honesty, if they didn't say yes, we wouldn't have been doing this now. We could have quite easily taken a few years focusing on Nicholson Square and growing our new venue, which we started in 2014. And it was just the right time for these guys here at Infirmary Street. They said yes, we wanted to do it. So we were almost pushed into it based on them saying yes, but we were extremely happy to do so. So it was a bit of the planets collided and everybody said yes at the right time. So, yeah, that's why.
And why have you and Tara got a radar?
We've got that radar to keep on moving forward and doing different things and to grow and develop, because we've got a big herd of beautiful, wonderful Greenside family members behind us who want more. So last year with Nicholson Square, we launched it and it sold out and we were turning people away and we needed more space and we wanted more space. So, yeah, it was a matter of that we've got people that are wanting to keep coming back with us and we need to keep creating more space. So our performers inform our radar, I guess.
Now, we were at a meeting today which was about the Brighton Fringe, and part of what came up there was in Brighton, which is a smaller fringe, just about every venue is a venue all year round. But what goes on here is you have to find venues that are not normally venues all year round and transform them. So we're sitting in, you know, a community centre essentially. So what are some of the technical challenges of making us forget what this really is for at least a month?
I think our biggest challenge always is when we walk into a venue is kind of imagining what we actually can physically do with it, in terms of, is the power right there for us to be able to do it, and can we do that? And it's, like I said, every venue has its own unique challenges. Our Mint studio upstairs has its own challenges, being so small. Forest down here, again, its own unique. And I think it's trying to create something that, it again, is unique to Greenside and give our companies and our customers something different for every space, and be able to offer such a wide program of things that we can. So every building has its own unique challenges. Here at Infirmary, it's certainly some quirks of random little bits of corners that are cut off, and Nicholson Square that it's all shiny and brand new, so you don't really want to kind of damage it and destroy it.
And do you walk into the room and then go, so now let's design the space? Or have you got a kind of standard design and it's how do we make it work in the space?
I think it's very much that once we see the room itself and we work to what the room can give us, I think there's no kind of standard Greenside method really. I think it is very much we try and maximize the potential of every space that we walk into.
And I guess there are different acoustics in different spaces that you have to work with as well.
I think very much so. If you take our Emerald Theatre at Nicholson Square, for instance, that's in the church's main hall, so it's got a circle and above, and it's about three stories high. So companies walk into the venue and don't see that straight away because of how we've blacked it out, so they then discover that as a challenge afterwards. Whereas you go to kind of our Forest and our studios here in Infirmary, and then much nicer, we fit as much less space to actually physically fill, so the acoustics are probably a little bit better for that. But it's a unique challenge for wherever we go.
And having a brand and having kind of, you know, a vision for this. So here's the third venue. So you've already kind of got a bit of a brand behind you with Nicholson Square, for example. And what was the other one? Royal Terrace. And then you come here and, you know, it works for some venues to have, you just come in, see a show and go, if it's just one space. But when you've got several spaces, then people want to hang around the venue. Mm-hmm. And you've got outdoor and you've got indoor spaces. So, and you've got limited budget. Mm-hmm. So just overall, before we come to Sophie, what have you visioned for this that adds to what you've already got, but also makes unique use of this space?
The reason why I love Infirmary Street so much, because I think it's the perfect middle ground between what we have at Royal Terrace, and that's something that we never want to lose or forget. That's where we started. That's our heritage, if you like. That was 8 years of building our skill of learning what the Edinburgh Fringe was and how to run venues. And then we've got Nicholson Square, which is beautifully shiny and new. And for me, Infirmary Street is something in between both of those. It feels a lot more fringy, if you like. It feels as though we've taken the bits of Royal Terrace that we love, the bits of Infirmary, of Nicholson, and brought them into one place. Both Tara and I believe that Infirmary Street in years to come can absolutely be our Greenside fringe hub in the middle of town. This is a sprawling building. It's a thriving building. It's got so many different spaces that me and Callum have poked our head into and looked around and dreamed about what we can do in the future. We've got a massive space outside which circles this whole building, this wonderful car park that one day could be the Greenside's answer to some big outdoor complex of some description. So for us, Infirmary Street is where we're going to really bed ourselves in, and we're going to develop what we've got, because we see this as being our central hub for many years to come.
Blimey, I'm hearing loads of bleeps on this radar or whatever it is there. Yeah, they're all bleeping everywhere.
It did when we walked in, honestly. When if we are on about this radar, when we walked in and we saw the charm of the building, it's a Victorian school building, so it's not a tradition, it's not a hotel conference room. It's got life, it's got character about it. The room that we're sitting in now is ordinarily an art classroom where people use the room every single day, and we've come in and turned it into a bar. There's so much potential in this space, and that's what we absolutely love about it.
And we are definitely sitting in a bar, so on very little budget you've got to make me forget that this is an art room, and you've got to make me want to stay here and have a drink and maybe take in a show that I wasn't gonna, you know, take in, or maybe meet some friends. So what was your challenge to turn this, you know, into, you know, a square room to a bar that we're all sitting in now?
I think the main challenge was just turning it with a team and seeing the space and getting everyone on board and everyone working towards the same vision, because I had a vision in my head very much as it looks now, but to get a group of young volunteers who are fresh to Greenside to share that vision and to put everything into that, that was something that was a challenge, but it was solved very, very quickly, because we have great staff here and we have so many different skills, and it was just about getting the right people doing the right jobs. So we actually had one of our female volunteers built the bar. She's very good with the drill and getting people on the right jobs. A lot of charity shop hunting, a lot of favours, and a lot of a fringe is all about what you can do with limited resource and how you can actually maximise that to the most you possibly can. So the sofas you're sitting on, chairs, cable tied together, covered in bed sheets. You know, sofas, and that's to me, that's what the fringe is about, and that's how we went about building this bar.
And so this bar, I mean, we're looking at it now, that is a Greenside bar, isn't it?
I think so, yeah. And I mean, what Sophie was saying there was absolutely true. It's about being resourceful, and it's using what you've got, and it's making the most out of it, and it's transformative. It's turning something that wasn't, for example, the thing I love about this, I'm looking around and I see things that nobody else will. I see that the pallets, which are now turned into a bar, have been at Royal Terrace for 5 years and were actually used as bunkettes where people would sit, that they used to sit on. And I can see the easels that are now holding up our bar prices, which actually have been in this building probably for decades, and they've been helping people with their art things. This little table that we've got in front of us here has been at Royal Terrace for 5 years and it's made its way here. So it's resourceful, it's using things in a different way, and it's making things look like what they weren't before, and maybe that's what the fringe is.
And you are also a big exponent of sheds.
Okay, we absolutely are.
But not as studio theatre spaces, in case anyone's worried.
No, the shed
has... That has been one, hasn't there?
Yeah, sort of. And the shack that was used around there, and actually now... in the car park area of Infirmary Street, we've got a pop-up venue space, which is a beautiful glorified shed called the Wendy House. But our sheds that I think you're referring to are our beautiful green sheds, which form our box office. And I suppose that's become a little Greenside thing, that wherever we go, there'll be a beautifully painted, multicoloured green shed that will form box office.
And so what's been the biggest technical problem that you've encountered, had to solve, that wasn't part of the plan?
I think our biggest thing... for us is obviously with these venues not being venues all year round, we have to kind of accommodate, and we have such a varied program, we have to try and do our best to accommodate for everyone. So it's kind of juggling the needs of dance, acting, musical theatre, and trying to provide one venue that can accommodate everything. And I think that's our biggest challenge, really, is trying to keep our Greenside open program, that we will accommodate any show that we can, and keeping that to be able to supply the same standard of venue to everyone.
And I guess these buildings have residents all year round, so you mustn't piss them off.
Exactly. At the end of each fringe, we kind of go around and we go, okay, we need to leave the space as we found it. So we don't really, or we can't afford to make a great big hole in a wall with a piece of truss, or for something suddenly to fall down, or for us to annihilate their electrics or whatever.
If you look just out the window, out the door there, you can see that there is a door that is named the Adult Education Centre. So at the moment, as it stands, we've got the people of Edinburgh that are coming into this building and going through those doors. So we've got our residents there. On the top floor, we've got Canongate Youth Group that are running a thriving, lively community centre throughout the whole thing. So we're side by side with different residents in this building. And so far, it's nothing that a nice free pint can't sort out. We're becoming good friends with them.
And have you tempted any of them into shows?
Absolutely, yeah. And we encourage it massively, because we want to, in any building we go into, we want to become part of, I suppose that's another part of Greenside, about creating a community and creating a shared values between people. We have to do that with our landlords. So we've given them a number of our lanyards, which has granted them access into the shows. The youth group upstairs come down to see our shows. We actually offered up slots in our programme for them, so they've been performing here as well. So, yeah, we're really trying our best to integrate with them and cause as little disruption as we can.
Now, my favourite quirk in this bar was the little sweets at the beginning that all got eaten. What's your favourite feature that you brought in? Beg, borrowed or steal?
Favourite feature? That's quite a difficult one. I think probably, well, the fan, first off, which I have to thank Callum for, which has saved quite a lot of us on a busy night. But I think the lava lamps, I think that the moment I decided that we were going to bring back lava lamps, and when Darren agreed, and that was the real thing, is we wanted to make it really cosy in here, because we're about being a family with our companies, and our companies spend a lot of their time, there's actually sitting in here right now, and they spend a lot of time in here with us. But yeah, the lava lamps, bring back the lava lamps.
So it's cosy, and we like that. So thank you to the cook, the thief, his wife and their lover, and the techie and the bar manager, and the man with the radar. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.